So let me explain to you. It was my first sort of commercial band, and we were signed out of New York City in the 90s. Very exciting, and we got to tour with Sarah McLachlan and people like that. It was really fun, and the music was very soaring, and lots of harmony. The way I would describe us would be, we were the thinking man's ABBA. So the other thing is, you know, the music was very, very emotional, very watery, and most of the time nowadays, nobody remembers us. I hate to tell you, but you know, there's a handful of people. So imagine my surprise when Rich took me on a big trip to China. He was speaking at a university there, and I thought, well, if I'm going that far, I'll do a show in Hong Kong. So I had my guitar with me, right? So we get to this Tsinghua University, and the head of the English department at the time said, oh, you're a musician. I was like, yeah, yeah. He said, oh, would I know you? And I'm thinking, not a chance in hell, buddy, okay? And I said, well, I was with this band called October Project. And I kid you not, this guy literally went, October Project! Okay? And I'm like, you're joking, right? This man must have been the one and only Asian fan that we ever had, okay? But he was a huge fan, so cut to the chase, he put together this concert for the whole student body there, and it was amazing. He put it together in 3 days, and we had all of these pictures up on these huge screens, you know, and lots of pictures I hadn't even seen, you know? And at a certain point, Rich looked at me and said, he has a lot of pictures of you. But the thing is that, as I mentioned that, you know, we used to do a lot of very watery songs, and there was a little boy in the audience. He was about 11 years old, very tiny kid. I found out later that he was in graduate school. We had a Q&A after this concert, and he raises his little hand, and he gives me probably the best compliment I have ever gotten in my entire life. He said to me, Miss Ball, you sing many songs of ocean and deep water, but I feel you have ocean inside of you. That's good. That was this. Then he went in for the kill. Understand you study medieval history, so I wish to know how you feel Machiavelli affects modern American corporate culture. Rich and I look over at each other, and we have that marital Vulcan mind meld, and So the bubble over both of our heads was, oh, America, you are so fucked. I'm sorry. Anyway, so, but you know what? We did sing many songs of ocean and deep water, and this was our ocean and deep water hit. This was the song that put October Project on the map. It's called Return to Me.